Is there a way you could talk to people who claim that to be a pure vegan is more enlightened than someone who eats animal products?
Yeah, they're much lightheaded, much more lightheaded than normal people who consume the carnivores.
Is the lightheadedness then, they're interpreting that as being more enlightened?
Well, of course, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. That's the reason they're so busy telling you you're less than because you mean you eat the flesh of animals? Oh, well, I'm vegan. I don't eat anything that has a head. They go, great, so how do you enjoy cabbage? And they go, well, cabbage is a vegetable. No, it's a head of cabbage. You don't eat cabbage, and you don't eat a head of cauliflower, and you don't eat a head of celery. You don't eat a head, anything with a head you don't eat. Well, it's just your place of saying, look how offended I am. And then it won't be long till you listen to them long and then say, now you do understand that I'm a goddess. Oh, I'm a goddess, and I don't eat the flesh. I don't consume the flesh. Well, then you can't be Catholic and you can't take communion because that's supposed to be the body of Christ and the blood of Christ by intinction. So, whoops, now we're eating Jesus, so easy now. What you going to do next? So it's just the same process. If you don't care to eat meat, that's fine. That's fine. But don't use that as a reason that everyone who does is less than you.
And
no one cares what you eat.
Well, some people seem to care. It's almost a religion.
How's that working? How's that working for them?
Well, that's a big fight in some circles. I want to ask if the lightheadedness, is that low blood sugar?
The lack of production of neosynephrine.
Norepinephrine?
Nor epinephrine. We call it me snore. You're snoring a lot. You'll find that in the locator, in the pleasure centers of the brain, the vegans will have a less acute sense of the me snore epinephrine in their brain than those who don't.